Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour. It's everything you would talk about with your best friends, from sex to celebrity to entertainment.
From the editors of Cosmopolitan.com, this is the Cosmo Happy Hour with Alisa Benson.
You guys, I am about to tell you something that is going to make you feel super old, which is that it has been 10 years since Keeping Up with the Kardashians debuted in 2007, and the youngest of the Kardashian-Jenner clan, Kylie, was just 10 years old when the show aired. 10 years old, can you believe it? Since then, her fame has exploded, even your grandma knows who it is, and her new show, Life of Kylie, just premiered on E! I'm Alisa Benson, this is Cosmopolitan.com's Happy Hour podcast, and today we are talking all about Kylie Jenner. Joining me on the panel today is Cosmopolitan.com's entertainment director and frequent podcast guest, Patty Greco. Hi, Patty.
Hey, Alisa.
Is Kylie your favorite Kardashian-Jenner, Y or N?
Oh, N.
N.
Definitely not. I think she's just above Kendall for me, although Chloe lately has been really irritating.
You're like rethinking your Chloe ranking on the list. Yes, that's fair enough. So whether or not you love Kylie or hate her, I feel like there is such a fascination. Like, she is really the heir to the Kim throne in some ways. I think in part, I guess to me, what really makes Kylie stand out and what makes her feel like such a phenomenon is, of course, her lip kits.
Yeah.
I mean, those have been complete game changers.
Yeah, and I think that that's sort of the positive way that she could be described as fascinating, or the positive reason for her being fascinating. But I think the underlying reason for that is that people are fascinated by the spectacle of her face and her appearance, which I'm sorry to say that, because I know it sounds so terrible and so unfeminist, and I think over the course of our conversation we'll unpack that a little bit more.
Right.
But I think that's what has allowed the lip kits to sort of be as successful as they are, because we are sort of seeing her, both because she's a growing woman and people change, and because she is part of this family, this empire, we're seeing her sort of become Kim before our eyes in some ways, and that is fascinating.
It's fascinating to watch. Yeah, it's like that sort of very like appealing in TV and marketing idea of the before and after makeover literally happening before our eyes. And in kind of a brazen way. I mean, yes, there was like, I mean, probably her sort of initially not wanting to talk about the lip injections and the plastic surgery, which like now she's come out and cleared the air on some of that. There are obviously people that believe she's had a lot more work done than she has admitted to. But, you know, I think that probably fueled the fire of all of this in some ways. But, you know, now that she has at least openly admitted it to some of this work, I think that still makes it sort of rare. A lot of celebrities still pretend like everything they do is natural. And I think the fact that she is really leaning into saying, I'm altering my appearance, I think adds to that fascination.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But I don't think her honesty is ever that deep. And I think part of it is because she's young. So the other thing that sort of makes us fascinated by her is a lot of projection. Like, I think there's a lot to put onto her about how insecure she's felt over the years, or what fame has done to her. And her show digs into that a little bit, but I still only think on a surface level. So a lot of her fascination, I guess, to recap, comes from what I personally project onto her and think a lot of other people do.
Yeah. Well, in some ways, I think the idea, I mean, Kylie is young. I think that in some ways, the way that we all felt as teenagers, when you're going through puberty and hormones and you're feeling crazy and you hate the way you look and you hate that your boobs aren't big enough and like whatever it is. I mean, Kylie is this sort of fascinating example of like anything she doesn't like, she just can physically change about herself.
Yes. Oh, that's a great point.
Which is in some ways this, I guess, fantasy of being able to permanently change anything that you don't like about yourself, whereas like most of us mere mortals just had to like suffer and deal.
Right. It's like if there were just a Kylie Jenner Snapchat filter, like people would be right. so excited to just put that filter on their face also.
Right.
It's the other thing.
Right.
She's sort of just, yeah, she's made herself so integrated into, like, the fakeness, which, again, I sound so much more mean than I want to, but she creates this fantasy that you kind of just, like, want to just put right onto yourself sometimes.
Right. And have you seen the show yet?
I have.
Okay.
So the first two episodes, which I guess aired the same night, and I guess this is one of the reasons why I come a little bit more guns blazing than I meant to, and it's that I hate the show. Like, so far, I hate the show.
Yeah.
It's really, really boring. It's basically, in my view, an extended Snapchat, which I love her Snapchats.
Yeah.
That's Snapchat. Television's a different medium.
Yeah.
And I respect the idea that maybe she's trying to change the medium, but it's not really working for me, at least. And again, I think she tries to get deep, but she's always skating on the surface of it all. So, for example, she talks about how she never went to a prom, and so she takes a young man to his prom, but she doesn't still acknowledge the fact that she's not actually at the prom. She's on the balcony staying away from everybody. She doesn't acknowledge any deeper. It's like everything's psych 101. It's right. like, I didn't get to go to prom. And then what?
Right.
Did you have a fight with your mom about it? Like, did you feel jealous of Kim? Like, they're not operating with specifics at all. And that right. really frustrates me, because all these generalizations we could have made on our own, again, by projecting, like, basic human emotions.
Right. And I think if part of the appeal of Kylie is that she's supposed to be so, I mean, it's always weird to use the word authentic when you're talking about any of the Kardashians, because I think they do carefully present their images, and also she, of course, has changed her image so much. But anyway, the whole idea, and I think one of the things that she has built this huge fan base because of her creative use of Snapchat in particular, is by making readers or followers feel like they're always right there next to her. Mm-hmm. They get this real window into their life. They see the real Kylie. They can check in on her as often in some ways as you would with anyone who you're actually friends with. Mm-hmm. And I think she's built that relationship I think she's done an amazing job of building that relationship, and is really a model for being a celebrity in 2017, and has sort of set the new rules for what it means to be a celebrity. But all of that said, in some ways, if she's giving her fans and followers so much access 24/7, it's a little like, what is left for the show other than creating these really sort of phony plots about her taking someone to a prom and standing on a balcony.
Right. I want to know what her relationship is with Rob right now.
Like, yeah.
I want to know if she misses hanging out with King, Tyga's son. And you can argue that I don't have a right to know those things, and I will 100% agree with you.
Right.
But those are the things that if I were to tune into a show that she's offering, those are the things I'd want to see. Everything else I'm already seeing.
Right.
I already know she has a friendship with Jordan Woods. I already know she has a complicated relationship to fame, although I am suspicious of anyone who says that and continues to fuel their fame.
But right.
Setting that aside, I already know all these things. So.
And of course, what you're asking for is in some level impossible.
Yeah.
So it just is sort of maybe putting it out there that the show is a bad idea. It's a fundamentally flawed idea.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But I could see, I don't know, it's interesting. I guess probably Kylie feels very comfortable with TV as a medium, and certainly the show for her family has been a huge vehicle for their success. But it's almost interesting that she even chose to do it when it seems like there are a million other ways she could sort of extend her brand.
Yeah. I wonder if that has to do with the inner workings of E! That we just don't know about, or maybe they figure, why not thin slice it? Because if they're gonna do Keeping Up with the Kardashians still, and can just take Kylie's parts out and put it into a whole other show,
right?
Aren't they doubling somehow?
Right.
Or not doubling, but aren't they increasing their profits?
Right.
I would assume so. I don't know if we're ever gonna find out the answer to that question, but I imagine it's mostly a business prospect for E! And the family at large, more so than it's something that Kylie's doing in
as like a
service of her
passion.
Personal brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. And I mean, also, like, at this point, Kylie can probably film the TV show literally with her eyes closed.
Yeah. Well, at this point, they're filling it with Snapchats. Literally. They're actually putting. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Because they're putting, basically, filler is like images from her Snapchat, video from her Snapchat. So it's like, okay, cool. So this is 20 minutes, and at least, like, 16 of those minutes is just flashing Snapchats.
Right.
Did I say 16:4? So 16 left is actual footage.
I like actually feel bored just thinking about this. Yeah. And I love Kylie. I love her. I think she's fascinating. But I think one thing we can acknowledge is that we are like perhaps not the target audience for the show. So I think it makes sense for us to talk to a real teen.
Yes.
Find out what the teens love about it. So are you ready to call up one of our friends?
Yes, I'm really excited about this.
All right, let's do it. I wanted to bring a teenage fan on the show today to hear what it is she loves about Kylie Jenner so much, since Kylie's fan base is largely filled with teen girls. So let's welcome our first guest onto the show. Hi, Angel.
Hi.
Angel, how old are you?
I am currently 16. I'll be 17 in December.
Oh, happy almost birthday, although I guess that's like still a few months away.
Thank you.
Angel, where do you live?
I live in El Paso, Texas.
Okay, El Paso, Texas. And so why are you, is Kylie your favorite Kardashian? First question.
Yes.
Okay. And why, like, if you could say in a sentence, what is it that you love about Kylie so much?
Honestly, I love, like, her work ethic at such a young age. Like, she's accomplished so much in like a short amount of time. It excites me to see what she has in store for the future. And I also love that she can be herself and she uses it for like her advantage when it comes to style, cosmetic line, clothing line. Like, she basically is a trendsetter, but that's like all the things she likes makes her, like, you know, her products pop out. That's what interests me.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she's definitely a trendsetter. It's crazy how you can see Kylie like wear a hairstyle or like wear a clothing style on Instagram, and like a few days later in the real world you actually like see people wearing it.
Yeah, it's like the way I see it is like she's being herself and those are the things she likes, and it makes people want to do that too. Like, people see that and they're like, well, like, I'm going to do that too, because if that's what they like and they're happy about it, then that's what they're going to do.
Definitely.
And why do you think, like, not to be negative, but why do you think she has, like, haters? Is it just because haters are going to hate, or?
Oh, I think it's more envy. Like, she's so young and she's making moves and just her lifestyle, like, and when it comes to even her pictures and her, like, surgery, like, I just feel like people bash them so hard because, I don't know, it's like, that's what makes them happy, so why are they bashing? I just think that it's more envy, like, people want to be them.
Totally. I want to be Kylie. I mean, yeah, I hear you there.
I would too.
But Angel, I do want to ask you a question, because you brought up the plastic surgery, you went there. I want to ask you a question about this. On one hand, you're saying, like, I love Kylie because she's so much herself. She's not afraid to be herself. But then at the same time, she's obviously really substantially altered her appearance over the years. Does that feel at all like it makes your brain feel like twisty at all? Like, those things are like not the same?
This is how I see it. And also, like, a lot of my, like, the people hang out with, me three, I guess, come together and talk about this, because when it comes to, like, surgery, like you said, like, I think it's all about insecure. Like, she's insecure about something, and if you are and if you have the money to fix it, then by all means do it, because, like, okay, people are bashing her about surgery, correct?
Yeah.
And I don't see that, like, I think she's being herself, because look, if she's insecure about her lips or about her body, you know, like, and she has the money to fix it, then fix it. Like, that's what's making her happy. And one thing I also see is, like, you know how, like, they tend to deny it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, deny they have surgeries?
Yeah, definitely. Like,
I don't see the... I don't know, like, they deny it, but who cares? Like, that's their business, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
it sounds
I don't know.
Yeah, no, Angel, it sounds like you're kind of saying, like, you're not here to judge Kylie for what she does. And it also sounds like, yeah, and it kind of sounds like, you know, it's powerful when people own up to their insecurities, and especially, like, when a total hottie babe who has everything in the world, like Kylie, says she feels insecure about something. You know, I think, you know, that can, like, tug at your heartstrings a little bit. And it sounds like for you as a fan, like, that has really resonated for you, with you.
Of course. Like, if it's gonna make me happy and I like the way I look, then that's gonna have, like, that's gonna be me. And I feel like the things she does makes people want to do the same. Like, not only because she's a trendsetter and people want to be her, but for themselves. Like, that's how I see Kylie. And, like, I just think she's an amazing, empowering person.
Yeah. You like that she, like, owns who she is.
Exactly, yes.
And so, do you own Kylie merch?
I do. Not all of them, but I do own some glosses, you know, matte lipsticks, the usual. I mean, if I can keep up with all the new products she's coming out with, I definitely most likely own a big majority of them.
And if you're just like, I'm putting you in the spot here, Angel, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to. But if you could like estimate roughly how much money you've spent on like Kylie lip kits and other products, what would you say?
Good $300.
Wow.
$300. That is so you can put a price on your fandom, yeah. For Kylie. It is $300. And do you love her products? Like, do they actually work? Do you feel like they're better than other stuff you use?
I truly believe in her products. Like, not only her cosmetic line, but like her clothing, like it catches my attention. Her makeup is amazing, especially her matte lipsticks. Like, I was blessed enough to have big lips, so it fits perfectly.
Yeah. It's a feature you want to show off. I feel like I don't own any of her lip kits, but I've tried them before, and, like, those never come off.
Ever.
Yeah. That's why I like them. Like, I hate reapplying, so it kind of, like, stays there.
Yeah. Great. And so it obviously sounds like, you know, you've mentioned what a trendsetter Kylie is and that you really like her style. Do you try to mimic her style? Like, do you feel like you have a similar style to Kylie?
Maybe here and there, yes. When it comes to her dressing, how would I say, like, casually?
Yeah.
Like, I like her style, but I think I'm more of a... more like of a simple person. I think I'm more like Kim, but I do see myself like Kylie in a way, like when it comes to casual wear.
Yeah. Wait, I think this is interesting because I'm obviously not as much of a super fan as you, but I feel like Kim and Kylie have like pretty similar style.
They do.
Yeah.
I just feel like Kim, okay, don't get me wrong, Kylie, she's great, but I see Kim is like, how would I say it? Like, they're like twins. To me, they're twins. Like, they look alike to me, too.
Totally.
But when it comes to clothing, like, I don't know if Kim just portrays herself differently, but I see her very sophisticated. Like, Kim. Yeah. Like, Kylie's more of the fun, you know, goofy type. Like, she's young. Like, of course she's going to, like, set that vibe. But, when I like to look really, I like simple, but the way she portrays it, I think it's the way she portrays it. Kim just, I don't know.
Yeah, I could see it now that I'm like really thinking about what you're saying and also like imagining pictures of them in my mind. I do feel like Kim's style is sophisticated and like maybe a little bit more like polished. Like I feel like she tends to be a little like dressier. And like, you know, Kylie, I feel like will do crazy things like wear jeans with like butt vents in them. And like, I just don't really see like Kim doing that as much, even though Kim obviously shows off her body, but I feel like it's in a kind of like different way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. So you said earlier that you and your friends have talked a lot about Kylie, which I think is interesting. Like, is that because...
The
like,
reason for that being is I recently, like, okay, I have a Twitter, and people always, like, recaption pictures like, oh, like, look at this picture from 2014 and her now. Like, she obviously got a boob job. And I'm like... why so much hate? Like, we talk about these things, or like we see it on social media, and that's when I came with the whole, well, if you're insecure about it and you have the money to fix it, go ahead.
Right.
Like, that's what we talk about, because we're like, well, look at Kylie. Like, obviously she's living life. She has big bills because of her hard work. So, like, why are you hating? It's not you, it's her.
Right. Yeah. I hear you. So some of your discussions are coming out of seeing, like, the kinds of accusations that people fling at her on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah, and it sounds like you and your friends want to talk about, like, how to, I don't know, almost like your strategy for dealing with the haters on Kylie's behalf. have you ever tried to meet her?
Not really. I mean... I do travel a lot, because I was homeschooled. But no, I mean, I would love to. That would be great.
Yeah. And if you ever had the chance to meet her, what would you want to ask her?
Okay, honestly, if I met her, I would probably ask her, like, how do you do it? Like, how do you physically, mentally, and emotionally cope with everything going on in your life at such a young age? Like, being this big in fame, if that were her, like, it'd be so hectic. Like, how does she do it? Like, basically, like...
Yeah. And like, would you...
Paparazzi,
yeah.
Like, you can't live your life. Like, that's why I feel like she can be herself. Like, I see it, but it's still hard. Like, for her being herself, like, I feel like there's more to it. I feel like Kylie has to step back a lot because of her fame, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you. Patty, any other questions for our teen expert?
Oh, my goodness. I wonder, like, do you have, like, guy friends and girlfriends, and are the responses mm-hmm. to Kylie different among your guy friends than they are among your girlfriends?
My guy friends, they're like, oh, she's hot. Like, of course, they're gonna think, you know, she's attractive, but a lot of my girlfriends, they'll be like, they're haters too. Like, I don't understand. That's what I don't get. Like, why are you gonna hate on a person, like, just because of their, like, fame? Like, I don't understand. But I guess overall, like, we're all the same. Like, we all think alike, as in my response.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's basically all.
Interesting. Awesome. Well, Angel, thank you so much for letting us grill you about...
Of course. No, thank
so
you.
Yeah, about what the teens of the world think about Kylie. If we have any more Kylie questions, we will... hit you up.
Of course.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I know I'm not the only person in the world who basically can't function as a real grown-up adult and has no idea how to do anything like meal planning or going to the grocery store, and who basically ends up throwing away 75% of the produce I buy every week at the grocery store. That is why I'm totally obsessed with Blue Apron. It is perfect for the person who wants a delicious meal but doesn't have the time to plan it out. You guys have heard me talk about this on the podcast before, and I love, love, love it so much. I'm talking about it again, and I know you guys will love, love, love it too. You've probably heard your friends and other people you know talk about Blue Apron, and that's because it really is that good. Blue Apron comes with fresh, high-quality ingredients. That makes a real difference because it's so important to know where your food comes from. For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. My favorite thing about it is that literally if you have no idea what you're doing in the kitchen, as is the case for me, I promise you can still do it. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-proportioned ingredients and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. I love doing it with my roommate. We have so much fun and all the food is so good. We basically, every time Gina and I make a meal together, like, spend the first 10 minutes of it talking about how we can't believe how good it is. You can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Cosmo. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. I'm going to say this all one more time. It's blueapron.com/Cosmo. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Our next guest is a writer and producer who created the blog Keeping Up with the Continuity Errors, which currently appears on The Cut. Welcome, Mariah Smith. Hi, Mariah.
Hi.
Full disclosure, you used to work at Cosmo, so Patty and I know you and love you.
Yes, likewise.
But for people who don't know you and love you as much as Patty and I already do, just fill everyone in. What is Keeping Up with the Continuity Errors? That's with a K, by the way, in case.
Yeah. So Keeping Up with the Continuity Errors is a blog I created, and I think 2015, where I track the continuity errors in Keeping Up with the Kardashians using Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, paparazzi photos, and a lot of time.
You're basically a Kardashian. Like, you have a PhD in Kardashians, and you're also kind of like a Kardashian detective.
Yes. Proud of it.
Solving all the mysteries. And I know we've had you on the podcast, like, way back in the early days, actually, to talk about being a super fan, but you've seen every episode of the show probably more than once, right?
Yes, at least three times, I would say.
At least three times. Okay. Which is literally more than anyone else in the world, I've just decided. And what about, so we're talking specifically today about Kylie and Life of Kylie, which just premiered. Have you watched that yet?
I have. It's a doozy. I don't think it should be on air.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because that's what I said earlier, Mariah. Yeah. And, like, I felt old and cranky, but it's bad. Okay,
it's
you talk.
It's not good.
Yeah. Okay, so walk us through, what don't you like about the show? Patty and I kind of, well, yeah, I mean, I want to hear what you have to say.
My main thing is, and I guess I was silly or naive in thinking that we would get an actual peek behind the Kylie Jenner curtain in terms of why she was saying we need this show. And, like, all last season when Keeping Up, she really wasn't in the any of the episodes. It was like you would maybe see her every now and again, but 30 seconds top in an episode. So I thought at the very least they'll be showing what she would have been doing during these times, maybe around like when Kim first started coming out into the public eye, and how that would have affected her. I was absolutely wrong. Nothing in the show is organic or natural. And in my recaps I'm doing now for the cut, I've basically gone through and put what I would have rather seen her do on the days she filmed the episode.
Right.
So it's like things that she actually was doing that was fun, or like when Tyga moved out of her house, she was filming a segment where she was having her dogs just like run around her and lick her face.
Right. So that's kind of
just stupid.
Yeah. So that's like in style with what you've been doing on Keeping Up with the Continuity Airs, but really piecing together like what she was doing IRL while she was filming and like what would have been. Yeah. That's so interesting. So basically, like, not only sort of this idea of what would be more interesting to see, but actually saying like these were the real things happening. Right.
She has interesting things going on in her life.
Yeah, her life is crazy.
That's the thing. It's so interesting. And everything she posts on Snapchat now I'm noticing is far more interesting than what she would ever want to show on TV. And I'm worrying that she doesn't understand that, maybe, or the people around her don't get, like, we would sit down for 30 minutes and watch her just goof around with her friends.
Right.
That's more interesting than her saying, oh, I want to be normal. That's not what we're here for.
Exactly. Right. Especially since the prom scene still wasn't normal. It's never going to be normal. So it's not.
And in that whole moment, and I'm like, what? I understand you needed to have her say, Kim loves being famous. This is not for me. Don't put that moment during a prom scene that you decided to attend on your own free will.
Right. Exactly.
You knew when you walked into a high school full of 17, 18-year-olds, you were going to be swarmed.
Right.
That was a choice.
Right. Right, so it just feels super phony.
It frustrates me.
So I think you basically are echoing exactly what Patty said at the start of the episode. I love your take on it, what you're doing for the cut in terms of actually breaking down like the fascinating things that were happening in her real life that she's not showing us. But, you know, it's probably impossible that she would do a reality show where she is pulling back the curtain in that way. Do you guys think there's another type of show? Like, if you're going to give Kylie a spinoff, is there something that would have been more satisfying?
I would be, because there was something that was interesting that I noticed in this premiere was when they were in her kitchen, if you look sort of in the background, she has where I assume a dining room or breakfast nook would be. It was a table full of lip kit products, and it was like you had to sort of zoom in and look. I would have preferred her, I would have watched 30 minutes of her naming lip kits or like working at the factory and being a literal mini mogul and saying, this is me getting up, going to work, looking at the packaging, looking at all of this.
Yeah.
And even that would be just something that's even a kernel or a nugget of her real life, not these pre-produced packages that they're making us believe she's actually into.
That's a great idea. Just hearing her name it and somebody's like, oh, what about, you know, Cranberry Dream? And she's like, that sounds like diarrhea. Like, I'd totally laugh at that.
Right. And I wonder, I mean, in some ways it's almost like it would have been, you know, I know when they're doing a reality TV show, it's like you build a schedule. So it's like, this is a prom episode where that's the big thing that happens and blah, 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 blah. And she's probably so busy at this point that she probably doesn't have a ton of time to like sit around with her friends and like, I don't know, shoot the shit in a way that would be interesting and also be filmed for E. But it almost feels like they could have maybe done almost like a special episode type thing where it's like a 2-hour special that's like a specific almost like docu-series about the lip kits and about...
And about that. Well, there was a part, there was something that, and I just remembered this as I was watching it, part of how like they had her confessionals be sort of heard as voiceovers throughout the show, a part of it felt like MTV's diary back in the day, and that would have been better, like, because it was only going to be 8 episodes, so they could have just followed her for 30 days and given us the best highlights, and that would have been remarkable.
Right. So you would have happily watched a reality show about her. You just wanted it to actually feel like it was following her life.
100%.
And not these sort of, like, stunty...
Yeah, like, it just, it rubs me the wrong way, and it's too pre-produced, and the fact that they're like, oh, this is my best friend, this is my assistant, blah, blah, this is my squad. I'm over it.
Right.
And it's so sad that, like, all of these people are on her payroll, and these are her friends, and, like,
friends.
I mean, I get it that that's her life, and that's part of, like, the sadness we're supposed to feel for her, but, like, again, she never gets below the surface to really... unpack that. It is odd that all your friends are on your payroll, and then there's Jordan, but like even still Jordan, it's like she like sets up a whole
she models her brand.
Right, exactly.
Like it's very, and that to me there is something interesting where it's like, okay, this is a lifestyle many of us will never know, and something that we can't really relate to, but you have to really find something innovative and creative to break the mold and not just make people think, okay, you're a sad rich girl,
right?
Like that doesn't, that's not really something we're programmed to feel bad for nowadays,
right? You know, Mariah, before we jumped on the phone with you, Patty and I talked to a 16-year-old Kylie super fan who just like loves her, and I felt like the most interesting thing that I took away from our conversation with Angel is that she really seems to relate to Kylie's struggle.
In what way?
She seems to really feel like here is a girl who has insecurities. Like, here is a girl that has to deal with a lot of haters. Here is a girl who has a very busy and successful life. And, like, isn't it amazing that she sort of perseveres throughout that? Like, Patty, do you feel like that's a good read on what Angel was kind of saying to us?
And not to make it about, like, what I said before. But I did say before, I think a huge part of Kylie's appeal for her audience is projection. Like, people are projecting so many profound and yet everyday emotions onto her. But but Angel, it's not the same. Like, it's not the same. Like, your insecurity about your pimple, it's just not the same for this mega rich person.
It just doesn't. And part of me wonders if it has something to do with the fact that, because when we were in high school, you didn't have people commenting on, like, photos you posted like crazy and things like that. And maybe they're seeing some of her trolls commenting on her page and being like, oh, this is like when my friend called me fat in my comments or something stupid like that. But it still does. It's still just the disconnect for me is too great that I can't. I don't get it. And it's not to say I don't. Like, I happily watch everything the Kardashians and Jenners put in front of me because there's obviously something I love about them.
Right.
But this show has sort of upset me in a weird way, possibly because it is making teenagers feel as though they can relate to Kylie when they really can't.
Right. It's interesting. I don't know if Angel actually used the word relatable, but there is something that it's sort of like we can see the fans and be like, but how can you not understand that?
Yeah, I mean, isn't real. Nothing makes me feel older than like reliving the conversation with Angel, where like she's so lovely, but I can't believe that. It's just there's a point in the show when Kylie says at the very top of it all, I can buy any house I want to buy. I can buy any car I want to buy, but it doesn't make me happy. And it's like, like maybe the difference is when you have to actually earn your own money in life.
Right.
Maybe that's the disconnect with like teen fans. And,
True.
I don't know. True.
Right. Interesting. Mariah, do you own any Kylie products?
I do. I own a couple of lip kits. And an iPhone case of Kris Jenner giving the middle finger that was on the shirt in the episode. But I stopped using the case because it made my hands feel dirty. It's like
whatever material they're using, I can't use it anymore.
You can't get behind that.
It's not like psychological.
Right.
My hands feel dirty. My hands feel dirty using Kristen. No, so now it's propped up on like my vanity. I love looking at it.
I got a lip kit with the screener from E, which, and I like have never been so excited because I would never pay money for it because I have tiny lips and like, what is the lip kit going to do for me? Nothing. But, but I did was like, the fact that I got it for free and could like go try it out was so fun. But it's that color that makes like, it's just like, kind of looks like putty. So I look like death with it on. Anyway, it felt good.
I do love the lip kits, I will say. And I'm not like a lipstick person, so I have no idea if they're overpriced or not. I think it's probably the most expensive like lip product I've ever bought, and I've only bought maybe five. So I don't know where that lands in the whole scheme of things.
But that's what I love about you, Mariah. As you were saying earlier, there's obviously, you've watched every episode of the show a million times. There's obviously something you love about these people. I love your just like, you're like the ultimate Kardashian frenemy. You can like love them so much, but also be super critical about them.
It is. It's like when you see your friend doing something stupid, you want to sit them down and have them correct themselves. So you're looking at the things you love most with a more critical eye, I would say.
Right. So how do you think, one interesting point that Patty made earlier was that she doesn't really think the show has anything to do with Kylie's, you know, as a brand, like this is almost a separate thing. That's an opportunity for E to make money and for Kylie to make money, and like, good for her. Like, Kylie, make all the money you can. We're all obviously like, you know, game for her to do that. But what do you think is sort of the trajectory of Kylie from here? And do you think this will impact it at all? Like, do you think we've reached peak Kylie? Do you think we'll still see even more of her and she'll continue to become an even bigger star? What is your prediction?
I think that with this and what she's trying to do is similar to what Kendall has done, and sort of be super popular with her name looped in with her family and also completely separate. Mm-hmm. But, and I think she will go further than Kendall in that regard because she is a standalone deal. It's like there's no one else like Kylie. There are a bunch of supermodels, but there's really only one Kylie Jenner.
Right.
So I think this is her chance to show people who might want her for another show, might want her to write a book, to be like, I can do something on my own.
Mm.
Or at least me and my friend group, we can create something that has never been created before. And I don't need anyone else. I don't need a sister. I don't need a mom. I don't need anything. It's just me. So I think this is, as boring and as terrible as the show is, it does show that she can cause conversation just on her own.
Right.
So that's going to do a lot for her.
Yeah, it's like Kim's now copying Kylie with KKW.
Right.
I mean, it's
right.
A contouring kit, but still, like, that does really show that she's sort of able to now lead the family in a way that she wasn't able to before. And there have to be other product lines coming.
Right.
I mean, if she makes it.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. I feel like now she's going to go into the contouring thing or foundation. I heard that foundation would be a thing coming up, but you never know.
Well, it is interesting because in terms of your comparison to Kendall, in some ways I always feel like Kendall is the bit of the oddball in the family because she does have this sort of separate career. In the sense that, you know, Kendall works a lot. She gets booked for a lot of shows, gets booked for a lot of campaigns. And obviously you can't separate who she is and the sort of association she brings with that to, like, her skill as a model. You know, there's no way of knowing how much she's being booked based on her, you know, skill set as a model versus, like, her name. But so the more famous Kendall gets, theoretically, the more gigs she can book or the higher price point she can charge for her time. And Kylie is a little different in that sense because, you know, what do you, like, book Kylie for? Do you know what I mean?
That's true. There's no, she's setting the mold.
Right.
So even 2 years ago, no one would have thought that she could carry her own show.
Right.
And we wouldn't have thought we would want to see what was happening with Kylie and her massive compound of like four homes in Calabasas. So we don't, it's almost like her career is limitless because there's never been another her.
Right.
And there's whatever you think you could book Kylie for, you book her for that. Like, I think that she can do anything and charge whatever she wants because she is the only Kylie.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, she could start a whole other, like, if she really sticks with this vegetarian thing she said she was doing, like, and Kylie did, like, vegan handbags. I'd buy that.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. And I also have left work, or not left work early. I've snuck out of work to go to a Kylie and Kendall sample sale.
As you do.
Whatever they have. It's something I will, you know, it's something people are going to at least be interested in.
Right. And it is, I'm kind of like, I don't know why I feel like all of a sudden like mind blown thinking about this, but it is so interesting because to your point, Mariah, there is no template for this. Like she's mm-hmm. at the sort of upper tier 1% of fame where she is really, there's no like playbook for her to follow. She's really making the rules. And
she's not even doing, like a thing where what that Khloe and Kim have done where they're doing guest spots on shows or movies just for fun because she knows that's not her thing.
Right.
So I think it's little decisions like that and little choices like that where that's really cementing, like, I am me and this is what you're getting. You're getting Kylie Jenner and you're getting lip kits and you make it more.
Right.
Is that why we're so mad at her, though, that the show is so bad? Because she has managed to do something new so well, and then she goes backwards into an old medium, which I personally still love. I think you do too, Mariah. I know you do too.
Yeah. Lisa.
It's like, and she's doing it wrong, and so that's like frustrating.
That's an interesting point. Almost like we at this point all like wanted more from Kylie because she's kind of proved.
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I was thinking watching the show was that I think it's easier to digest the pre-produced storylines when it's different people, when there are so many people you're following on Keeping Up. So when it's just her for even the 30 minutes or when the show continues or the hour it was last night, it seems like it drags on and it grates on you a little bit more. There's nothing that is, there's not even a nugget of authenticity that makes you feel like you're connected in any way.
Yeah.
Or there's not something that's taking you out of this crazy storyline, bringing you to another. You're just too focused on her.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a really good point that it's completely different when you're talking about the entire enormous cast of their like huge family on Keeping Up versus just one person.
Yeah.
Right.
And Kylie's personality is very restrained by comparison. And I'm not looking to pick on her or say she has no personality, but she's in that fearful stage of fame, perhaps, where she's mm-hmm. scared to show who she truly is, which she touches on in the show. But like Kim will like ugly cry, and Courtney has her zingers. She's closest maybe in personality to Courtney, but anyway, yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say is she's holding something back from us, and I think that as viewers you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and what I'm trying to figure out is if it's fame or just being a teenager, because she kept saying that she wants to get the old Kylie back. And the Kylie she was sometimes even pre-fame. And it's like, well, you were Kylie pre-fame when you were 8.
Right.
So you're obviously not going to have that same personality. You're 19, so you're not going to really have the same personality you had when you were 16 or 15.
Right.
So for me, I think that she doesn't necessarily have the guidance for someone to tell her that certain parts of what she's feeling are completely normal things to feel as a 19-year-old.
Right.
And other parts are things that most likely only famous people are dealing with, and that she will evolve and she will change just because she's still 19.
Right. I think, you know, it's just for some reason occurring to me now, even though duh, but like Kylie and like her mom or whatever probably have meetings every single day where people are like, we want to make a Kylie phone. We want to make a Kylie car. We want to create Kylie World. That's like Disney World, but all about Kylie. Like, she probably really does have limitless opportunities presented to her in terms of ways to extend her brand because she is the one and only, and because she has proven that things she lends her name to will sell out instantly, which is what every marketer in the world would die to, you know, get a hold of. But one thing is that she probably can't talk about any of that on the show. Like, any of this stuff that sort of, like, would be in development, like, the actual sort of business of being Kylie, she probably, for legal reasons and otherwise, literally can't talk about any of that, which is, like, I think what we're all saying would be part of what would be interesting
of getting a peek into, even in terms of the lip kits, like a lot of that she probably actually can't share. And yeah, and then I guess the other piece of it is like when she's presented like offers or opportunities like that all day long, what an interesting challenge to sort of assess which ones are actually worthwhile.
Oh my gosh. I would not want to have that struggle.
Right. Like if people came to me and said they wanted to open a Lisa World, I'd be like, where do I like sign my name?
when am I cutting the ribbon? I will be there tomorrow.
Exactly. I'd be like, yes to all of it. Because that would be like so exciting. But yeah, I guess Kylie has the luxury of being much more discriminate about how she expands her brand than that. Well, Mariah, thank you so much. Any closing thoughts about Kylie or Life of Kylie?
I truly hope it gets better because the teaser was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And I hope that it's almost like a slow gag where it gets even more real as the episodes go on.
Yeah.
But that will most likely not happen.
Yeah. Mariah, I wish you could host like an Andy Cohen style, like Watch What Happens Live post show with her, where you just grill her about everything that
happens.
I work
on Watch What Happens Live. It's so funny.
Right. Oh, yeah. I actually knew that. But I could see you totally, like, I would love to see you grill Kylie and be like, but when your dogs were running around your house and Tyga was moving out of it, what was really going on? That would be amazing. Jesus. That's the show I want to watch.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I love talking to you too.
And do you want to shout out again where people can read you unpacking all of this?
You can catch it every Monday on The Cut.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk to y'all soon.
Bye, Mariah.
Bye.
So, Patty, I really feel like I could talk to you about the Kardashians and specifically about Kylie all day long. I feel like this episode is weirdly like therapeutic for me. Like I was like working through some thoughts about Kylie.
Yeah, it's pretty complicated.
Yeah,
you have to hold like two conflicting ideas in your head at the same time.
Yeah,
constantly when you think about her.
Yeah, and so yeah, like feeling all sorts of like mind blown over here. I have this one stat from earlier on that I meant to read that I forgot. But so the Kardashian-Jenner's combined net worth is over $450 million in 2016. Ooh. It was reported. Kim apparently reportedly brought in $150 million and Kylie brought in $20 million. I think it's fair to assume that that will be an even bigger number this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, even if we aren't like loving the show, because as you said, we just love Kylie so much and want more from her. this is just sort of only going to be the beginning for her in terms of like what she's actually making.
I think so. Any new stage she enters into in her life, she'll have a new opportunity to create some sort of product line out of it.
Yeah.
Like once she decides that she wants to, like, she loves talking about food and things like that. Who knows if she'll one day start some sort of like, you know, food service line. That's stupid. She's not going to do that. But you know what I mean.
Right. And like Blue Apron, but like Kylie's apron.
Yeah.
I would sign up for it.
Yeah, she's like rich for the long haul, as long as she doesn't make any sort of bad investment choices, I guess.
Right, but like I wouldn't know anything about that. We'll discuss that on our other podcast, Investment Choices, Cosmo Investments. Well, Patty, thank you so much for joining, as always. I love having you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I love to be here.
Yeah, and I know you're just like not even all about that social media life, but I will say that people can read the great work that your team does every day on cosmopolitan.com.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, any other like plugs you want to make?
No,
you're not, you're yeah, you, that Twitter is still disabled.
Watch Life of Kylie on E because she really needs your money.
Right, there you go. And as always, you guys can find me at Elisa Benson on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know what you want us to talk about next week on Cosmo Happy Hour. I love hearing from you guys, and please, as always, rate the show and like it and subscribe and share it with your friends, so that someday someone will open an Elisa world. See you guys next week. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.